The humble bicycle, an object of utility and enjoyment that is a fixture in modern society, has a fascinating and rich history. Its journey from a rudimentary mode of transport to the sleek speed marvels of today is a testament to human inventiveness and presents an intriguing reflection of society's evolving needs and technological advancements. The genesis of the bicycle can be traced back to the early 19th century. In 1817, Baron Karl von Drace, a German inventor, developed what was known as the Draisine. This contraption could be called the precursor to the bicycle we're familiar with. It had two wheels arranged on a wooden frame. Interestingly, it lacked a critical feature we now associate with bicycles, pedals. The Draisine was propelled by the rider's feet, pushing against the ground, which was less efficient, but nevertheless represented a revolutionary personal mobility breakthrough. The bicycle's evolution took a significant stride forward in the 1860s with the arrival of the creation that became known as the Bone Shaker. Developed by Pierre Michaud and Pierre Lalemant, Parisians who improved upon von Drace's design, the Bone Shaker was remarkable for introducing pedals mounted on the front wheel, offering a more efficient propulsion method. Though its ride was far from comfortable, its creation heralded the beginning of the bicycle's transformation into the configuration we know today. The late 19th century brought about further innovation, particularly with Englishman James Starley's penny farthing. The penny farthing, so named because of its large front wheel and small rear wheel that resembled the largest and smallest British coinage, marked the first use of a chain to power the bicycle, a design feature that remains standard on today's bikes. Though it was faster and offered a smoother ride, improved by the introduction of rubber tires, the high seating position made riding it quite perilous, leading to its eventual replacement. The safety bicycle, which emerged in the 1880s, marked a significant leap in the bicycle's evolution. With similar-sized wheels, enhanced braking, and a lower and safer riding position, this versatile machine was more user-friendly and accessible to a wider population. The invention of pneumatic tires by John Boyd Dunlop in 1887 brought a new level of comfort, making cycling a pleasurable and viable alternative form of transport. Though the design of the bicycle had achieved a recognizably modern form by the end of the 19th century, the 20th century was not without its progress. With the advent of advanced materials and technology, bicycles became lighter and more specialized. For instance, in the 1930s, high-performance racing bicycles emerged, giving rise to a new type of athlete and sporting event. The advent of mountain bikes in the 1970s broadened the appeal of bicycling as a recreational activity. At the close of the 20th century and into the 21st, bicycles have become more sophisticated, with options like electric bicycles that provide motor assistance, highly tailored racing bicycles, and even off-road fat bikes for snowy or sandy terrain. Public bike-sharing programs and urban cycling infrastructure have risen in cities worldwide as a response to growing environmental awareness and the need for sustainable transport alternatives. The evolution of the bicycle reflects the march of human progress, ingenuity, and adaptability. The bike began as a simple, wooden, foot-propelled vehicle in the early 19th century. Since then, it has transformed through various configurations, responded to societal needs and technological advancements, and emerged as a beloved mode of transport and recreation, accessible to all. Through all its transformations, the bicycle remains a symbol of human-powered mobility and freedom. Its history illustrates how a simple idea can evolve, shaping and reflecting the societies it journeys through.